This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet, the satellite, and it's spring training baseball time. The games are on down here in the Grapefruit League. Come on down and see one. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, neo-room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way, Parler, we're on there at The Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America and capitalize the word America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the UndergroundUSA.com website and the Underground USA podcast, as well as some great articles he puts out there, as well as his daily news headline piece, too, is Frank Silvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we aren't afraid to tell you that. Well, Mr. Frank, I don't even know where to start right at the moment, but I guess I'll start with the obvious. Cuomo. The head Democrat, the chairman of the Democratic Party in New York said, if one more woman surfaces, Cuomo's career is done. But my question is, why isn't it done already because of what he did to the nursing home people?
Yeah, our priorities are just backwards. I mean, one, why does it take one more accuser to have his career be done? It only took one accuser to get the entire left against Clarence Thomas. It only took one accuser to get Kavanaugh for them to attack Kavanaugh. There's more than one now, and there's even pictures of one where he's holding the woman's face.
Yeah.
And they're saying she needs another one. Why?
Yeah.
He should be done. But our priorities are upside down because if the deaths of 15,000 seniors in New York has to take a backseat to a sex scandal in order to have somebody called on the carpet and removed from office,
mm-hmm.
then our priorities are backwards. Life doesn't matter. It's all about sensationalism and gotcha politics. That's wrong.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, folks, that's why he's Frank Silvato, and that's why he has the UndergroundUSA.com website. Right?
Yeah, I just... You know, when you think about even going to the founding principles, the founding documents, you have a right to life. That's the first one in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life.
Mm-hmm.
And his order robbed life of 15,000 people in their golden years. And media didn't care. nobody cared. You know, is yeah, we'll look into the investigation, but nobody was saying we're going to impeach you because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a sex scandal.
Mm-hmm.
So he made inappropriate comments towards me, and now we want to impeach him?
Yeah.
We've got to check our priorities as a society. We really
do. Now there's going to be another scandal because of what one Jerry Nadler said. Listen to this, and nobody said a word till right now. So here we go. Let's get this going. Here, Jerry, where are you? There you are. Nope. I got to move this there. Get something in the way. There we go. Okay.
Gerald Nadler represents New York in the House and is a strong supporter of the LGBT agenda. During debate on the Equality Act last week, some Republicans suggested that transgenderism and the like is a violation of God's will. This prompted Nadler to say, quote, God's will is no concern of this Congress. Some say his statement sums up the spirit of the age and perhaps the attitude of many in the Democratic Party who are pushing a pro-homosexual legislative agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Okay, God's will is no concern of this Congress.
Wow.
Wow, that's right.
Just wow.
Yeah.
You know, we say it at the beginning of each of these segments after we say the pledge.
Under God.
We say, under God, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the framers and the founders created our democratic republic. And for him to say that everything that our rights are based on, because mm-hmm. our rights, our inalienable rights, are endowed by our Creator, mm-hmm. it's in the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
For him to say that God's will is no concern of this Congress is literally juxtaposed to the charters of freedom and the creation of our country. So for him to be someone sitting in Congress, as someone who is empowered by those same documents, if it weren't for those documents, this jackass wouldn't have a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For him to castigate the founding documents like that with such an ignorant comment, boy, hey, New Yorkers, what do you got going on up there? Is it in the water?
Yeah, and let's not forget you got AOC around the corner from where he's at, too. So there you go. Yeah, I don't know. All right, well, hold that thought. Here comes the music. And folks, when we come back, Joe Biden has rocked the boat a little bit for some 16 million Americans. We'll tell you what that's all about when we come back. And we'll also tell you what little Israel came and said they're up to. Wow, things are about to get real busy. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-96.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. That's spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. And, you know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that's just bought a new Nissan. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, the Midwest, up into Canada, and way out there in Arizona when a father drove all the way over here from Arizona to buy his daughter a car. She was going to the University of Tampa. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. It starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could dream of. Clean trade-ins? Got them. And they're commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage and upgrade your ride now. Want to sell your vehicle? Check out Moss. They'll buy it from you. And by the way, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors get a great deal on your vehicle, and they take extremely good care of you. Now, Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, Moss Nissan is striving to do whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Check out the Rogue, the hottest new SUV on the market. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you even more money. All right. Here he is, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. And thank you, Frank, for being around and always being there on Mondays and Fridays. We appreciate being able to talk to you.
Absolutely. I appreciate being able to be heard.
Yeah. Now, I tease this. 16 million Americans have been written off from the $1,400 stimulus checks, but I get it. I understand it. I don't know why they were there to begin with. The new limit for individuals is $80,000 maximum income, and the new limit for husband, wife, or dual filers is $160,000. The numbers had been a lot higher to cover more people, and we've also seen the stimulus rein in the pet projects for Schumer, the bridge up over the Thousand Islands, St. Lawrence Seaway, and Nancy Pelosi's subway. That's gone, and the $15 an hour minimum wage is gone, and some other things in the mix, too. So I don't believe the $1.9 trillion will be $1.9 trillion.
Well, you know, unless they figure out a different way to spend it. You never count that
always
out
possible.
When it comes to Washington, D.C., right? But, yeah, and I guess there's five more projects that they were looking at for transportation that the Senate's looking to try to axe out of it because it's not directly related to COVID relief.
No.
And when we're talking about the relief, the greatest relief that the government could do and the governments of all the states is to open back up.
Mm-hmm.
Let people go back to work. Let small business start working again. People forget that small business is 70% of the employers in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And they've essentially shut that down for getting on a year now. I think we're just over a year. We're into the year anniversary of flattening the curve. So open back up. Let the economy start to thrive again. And if you want to make amends with the American people for this purely political act, and I say that because we could have protected the vulnerable,
yep,
and allowed herd immunity to happen a lot quicker than we did. We watched this whole thing,
mm-hmm,
by listening to Fauci and the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to give tax breaks to employers so we can get the economy revved again. That's giving them something back from what people took.
Mm-hmm.
Because the government took from the American people by neutering their ability to freely pursue their business and their free market mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? Stop sending trillions of dollars overseas. Stop wasting money on trillions of dollars of BS projects and subsidies for pet projects and everything else. And let's get business going again instead of trying to clamp down on it with this great reset crap.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a new police force coming to the District of Columbia inside the fence. It's going to be called Force 16, which is a quick reaction force put together by the recommendations led by retired Lieutenant General Russell Honore, who never saw a Republican he liked.
Mm-hmm. And who is it? Which jurisdiction power is going to have the power? Is it going to be Nancy Pelosi? Is it going to be the Sergeant at Arms of the Congress? Is it going to be the Capitol Police? Is it going to be the D.C. Police, or is it going to be the military? Because if it's going to be the military, we better talk about posse comitatus.
It is going to be the military working directly for the committee that runs the District of Columbia, which includes the Speaker of the House on that committee.
I don't see how lawsuits aren't coming 1,000 miles an hour on this one, because having an active military active on American soil, not National Guard, but a military group operating on American soil it's unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and we'll see where this goes, because I believe it's headed to a court near you. You know, I couldn't make this up if I tried. But forget the COVID testing. The left just isn't talking enough about the mental health crisis stemming from the coronavirus lockdowns. And it's not just people going out there and committing suicide. It's people doing, you know, like a husband and wife going at each other, and they finally seen, mm-hmm, enough of each other, and they beat people up, and they go after the kids and all that sort of stuff. And it's just a shame, a shame, a shame.
We have seen spikes in domestic violence.
Yep.
We've seen spikes in child abuse. We've seen spikes in alcoholism and drug abuse. We've seen overdose spikes. This is all related to being encapsulated for as long as we have. You can't do this to a society, especially when there is absolutely no good reason. There isn't. The schools never should have been closed. All the statistics point to the fact that youth is not affected by COVID the way the vulnerable are. The vulnerable are senior citizens and people with pre-existing conditions who make themselves vulnerable to viral infections. This is all stuff that we know for fact. If you're going to follow the science, like this administration says that it swore up and down it was going to do about COVID, then you have to admit these facts, and you have to admit when you were wrong. And if we're going to follow Dr. Fascist Fauci, who vacillates like a kite in a windstorm about should we mask, should we not mask, should we distance, should we not distance, should we get the vaccine, should we not get the vaccine, this guy's... It's like he's got a split personality.
Sure. Now, we've all seen what we've seen with Joe Biden. 4 years ago, he was a pretty brisk and dapper person, taking big, long strides and popping around and bopping around pretty good and this, that, and the other. And the more I see and the more I hear, the more I wonder if, number one, he hasn't had a stroke somewhere along the line, or number two, he doesn't have a severe case of dementia because he is not acting the way he did.
No, and it was an abrupt change. During the primaries and getting into the presidential campaign, he was walking briskly. He was engaging. At the end of the campaign, and this all happened when the big lockdown and all the campaigns stopped with COVID, he returned. Always wearing sunglasses, always shuffling his feet, which is a sign of instability, and his speech patterns were confused. Those are, you know, from riding in the ambulance for as many years, I look at that and go, dang, did he have a CVA or did he have a TIA?
Yeah.
You know, what's going on upstairs here? This gives me concern. The fact that they're shielding him from everything, and that the rare unshield appearances on camera, he seems confused, is botching names, doesn't know where he is or what he's doing. This is concerning. But the one thing it does point out to me, Matt, is that he may be in the room when the decisions are made, but I don't think he's making the decisions.
No, he's not. And the other day, he looked around at the Zoom meeting with the world leaders, and he says, "Okay, I'm ready now for questions. Go ahead with your questions if we're taking any." Looked around, click, gone.
Yeah, that was with his Democrats. That he said, "Okay, we can take questions," and they cut him off.
Yeah. Alrighty, well, we will talk to you on Monday, my friend. Stay low up there and stay out of trouble. Alright, that's Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com podcast, UndergroundUSA.com. And by the way, coming back with, I believe we're going to be talking to Bert from Bert's Barracuda about the big event coming up on Saturday with the Harley-Davidson unveiling of the memorial, the motorcycle memorial. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Vice President Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote Thursday to begin the debate on the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. The bill will likely face a final vote this weekend. The partisan Senate voted 50-50 before Harris broke the tie. Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, forced Senate clerks to read the entire 628-page bill on the floor. It took nearly 11 hours just to read the bloated bill. The bill will now go back to the House, which needs to approve any changes made by the Senate. The United States on Thursday announced new export restrictions for Myanmar and blocked the country's military entities from many types of trade. The new rules come in response to the escalating military crackdown on anti-coup protesters in Myanmar. Police and military officials have killed at least 54 people and arbitrarily detained over 1,700 during anti-coup protests. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Burt's Harley Davidson. Burt's Harley Davidson is also known as Burt's Barracuda. To everybody that knows anything about Harley's, been around a long time here in the Clearwater area. And, of course, St. Pete is where they were. And now they're up on 10525 49th Street North, Clearwater, Florida. And we've got a big event coming up there, and I've got Bert on the telephone line here with me this morning. Good morning, Bert.
Good morning, Captain. How are you?
I'm doing great. Listen, it's so nice to talk to you. Now, Saturday from 10 to 3, you're going to have a very important event. It's the unveiling of something that you've been working very hard on for at least the last year, the unveiling of the Harley-Davidson Memorial Motorcycle, the ones that they use, and people forget about this, but World War One, World War Two, even used in Korea and Vietnam, a motorcycle that the scouts used extensively.
Absolutely. Actually, it even goes all the way to the Desert Storm series.
Yeah.
And this unveiling is so special, near and dear to my heart, because it's been in making for about 2.5 years. But obviously, when you start construction, that's about a year ago, to actually form and build, because this isn't something like you can just walk in a store and say, okay, I need a building that's 10 by 10. It's not like that. This is a very, very unique item, and we want the world to see how involved this motorcycle was to help win the war in the World War One, World War Two, and in current vintage. So we've actually gone out of our way to make sure every single branch of the military is represented, And tomorrow is going to be the great unveiling, and I cannot wait.
Yeah, now it starts at 10 o'clock, and folks, there's going to be a color guard there to present the colors. The national anthem will also be played, and I would suggest you get there a little bit early. Don't wait till 10 o'clock to show up, and don't forget that Burt's is going to have entertainment. They always do, but tomorrow the Bearded Brothers Band will be there. There'll be food there from a food truck that's going to be present on site. You can bring your appetite with you, and this is a family friendly event.
Absolutely. Not only is it family friendly, but we have such a huge following of veterans, especially in this community,
yep,
that there's going to be a lot of people there, Captain. And you're just one more asset to this this memorial tomorrow, and I can't wait to see it.
Well, Bert, we talked to a lot of people yesterday down in Bradenton. I was down there for my Have Lunch with the Captain series of Mixon Farms and the Groside Cafe, and there are some veterans down there that are planning on coming up.
You know, what's really amazing about that, I've had a very unique, heartfelt reception about this. I can't tell you how many people have reached out to me in either email or text or just voiced their opinion by walking into the dealership. Mm-hmm. They're excited because we're going to have all these American flags represented tomorrow. We're going to have all the representation tomorrow from every military product that we can find, and mm-hmm. we're just looking for some way to give back to the community because this is such an important story. And really, Captain, I only know of a couple places you can find the story. It's either at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., or you have to go to somewhere like the museum up in Milwaukee. So
yeah.
we want to get that exposure down here. We're the largest amount of veterans in the military is so well represented right here in St. Petersburg.
And for people that want to see more about this, you can go to the website, Burt's, B-E-R-T-S, burtsbarracuda.com. Go right there, and you'll see the flyer that's there, and you'll see what Burt's all about. And, again, this is something that's been at least a year in the making. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This is going to have a display, a 1942 WLA sidecar tomorrow that will represent exactly what was in the war. And this is not a replica. This is an authentic bike, and it was very, very hard to find. And we'll be unveiling it on display. It'll be in a capsule, so it is protected from weather, so you don't have to worry about any decaying or any of that. It's going to be a very special event, and it's also going to be one that's going to be able to tell everybody their true history of the military and how this bike helped win the war. It is important to know.
Now, is this the one that was used in World War II?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, because yeah, that's very important, because they changed it a little bit around. I was reading about this from World War I to World War II, but then again, that's to be expected. But the one in World War II, you are right, it won a war.
Well, they call that the Eliminator, and what was so unique about it is back in those days, you know, it was a motorcycle or horse or buggy or jeep or whatever,
right,
to get back into these very tight areas. And no one understands how that product was such a great product for the military because it could get in and out of these tight situations, mm-hmm, and people, it saved people's lives. So
yeah,
we want that story out there.
Yeah, and they actually did take them through the jungle when they couldn't get them on the roads for obvious reasons. And a lot of people remember all that. And a lot of people were brought back alive because they used that sidecar to put a stretcher on it.
Absolutely. And we've got that represented to where they even used it for ambulances. And every single first responder out there should come present because you got the military police. You've got every aspect. You even got firefighters and mm-hmm things like that that sidecar was used for.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so many aspects that people didn't realize because it could sneak into really tight areas. No one knows what's going on. And
yeah,
it really helped win this war.
Yeah, and to this day, they still use the three-wheeler types. I forget who makes them. I'm not sure if it's Harley or not. But I remember when I was assigned to New York, the fire department in New York, that they had a number of three-wheel cycles, and they had them set up to where they were emergency first responders for the most part, to where they could go in and do what they needed to do in a tight area.
Yeah, it's so important, though, that people don't realize that's not only what helped win the war, but also it's exactly what saved the company itself, Harley-Davidson, put it on the map. And ever since then, the respect and the following and all the people in the military and the first responders that have all put their arms around this particular motor company, it's just a very unique thing. And even to this day, it's one of our biggest customer bases that there is. And this is just my way of showing the world that we respect the military. There's nobody that doesn't need any more support than the military and all these first responders. Mm-hmm. And this is just my way of giving back.
And again, folks, I want to invite you tomorrow, Saturday, March 6th, for the unveiling of the Harley-Davidson Memorial at Burt's Barracuda. They're located at 10525 49th Street North, Clearwater, Florida. It'll start at 10 a.m. and from 10 to 3, everybody will be there. Harley-Davidson, of course, Burt will be unveiling that tremendous motorcycle, that WLA version. As he said, it's in a capsule, but you'll still be able to see it and understand what it's all about. And it's a family-friendly event. Now, there'll be entertainment provided by the Bearded Brothers Band, food from a food truck that will be there, and bring your appetite and bring your family with you so you can see what's going on. This is a great education process for the kids, I think.
Well, not only that, but you're going to be there, Captain.
Yes, sir.
That's one of the most important things, because I haven't seen you in a little bit, but at the same token, we've talked about this over a year ago.
I know.
And, you know, it's great to talk about it and show pictures and pieces of paper, but I cannot wait to show it to you tomorrow. I am so excited about this.
Yep, and just look for the tent. I'll have my radio station tent there somewhere close by, so I'll be able to be seen very easily. And be there early. Don't dally, because it starts at 10, but if you're not there and parked and ready to go somewhere, you might be parked over in, I don't know, across the street, you think?
Well, yes, and I do have some side parking, but it's going to get busy because we have so much support from all the military branches. There'll be vehicles from all the military branches on display down there, because this is one of those type of things when you unveil something like this, and we're going to be building that goes along with this, Captain, and I don't know if I told you this or not, the largest American flag in the entire state of Florida.
Yeah.
And that will not be unveiled tomorrow because it hasn't been built. But you need to see all the plans of how it's going to be, because we're going to have an American flag that is 50 feet tall and 100 foot long to adapt and stand over this memorial so that the world could see it from a very far perspective.
You are going to outdo your buddy Dave up there in Newport Richey with his great big flag.
You bet. You bet. It's actually bigger than that.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a nice flag, though.
Yeah, that one's big. This is going to be bigger. Well, Bert,
a lot bigger.
Well, Bert, listen, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow there at Burt's Harley. And again, folks, for more information, go to the website, Burt's, B-E-R-T-S, burtsbarracuda.com, and come on out tomorrow, meet me, see Bert, meet all the people that are there, shake hands with the veterans that are there, the first responders that are there, and always remember one simple word, thank you. Okay, Bert, I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. I appreciate all your support, man.
All right, you got it, my friend. All right, thank you. And that's Bert from Bert's Harley, Bert's Barracuda. So I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. Patrick Hyland, the sports guy, coming on with a Sports Zone. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. And his studio's about 30 feet away from me, right over my right shoulder and around the corner. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And don't forget, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. They'll come to you. All you got to do is stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give them a call on the phone at 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. From the Sports Zone, it's the quarterback, Patrick Hyland. What's going on?
Good morning, Matt Bruce. And speaking about quarterbacks, Ben Roethlisberger has signed a one-year contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Gave him about $15 million more of cap room, so that was very helpful. With the new deal, he signed there in Pittsburgh. So I know a lot of Steelers fans are curious to see if Ben has one more year in him like Mr. Brady had for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this past year. So that's going to be very interesting.
Uh-huh.
And then got to talk about Viva Las Vegas, Captain.
NASCAR.
Yeah.
It'll be in Vegas. It's going to be 75 and beautiful, and should be just a perfect day for racing out there.
Well, 75 is a lot better than 105 because it can get really hot out there, but it won't, won't this time.
No, no. The track will still be pretty hot, as you know, but not to the point of burning the tires ridiculously. So that'll be good for a lot of people to witness. And hopefully we don't have a lot of crazy accidents. I'm not a fan of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to do a new proposal for football, Captain. They're talking about it with the coin flip instead of kicking off. You place the ball somewhere, and you get it on offense, and then I get it on defense. Very interesting. I'm curious to see if this is going to get voted in.
Well, the University of Alabama, I don't really have an opinion about that. I like football the way it is. But the University of Alabama came out and said, we are going to pack our stadium in the fall.
Yeah, and Texas also. So it's starting to change real quick, people's thoughts about this. And I'm thinking by May 1st, Captain, things might be wide open. You know, Kentucky Derby this year is May 1st, so I'm curious if we're going to have fans there. I mean, we're talking, you know, pretty close to 2 months from now. The herd immunity, hopefully that will take place so we can get back to enjoying sports, going to the games, spring training opening up, just get back to normalcy. This country needs it bad. We need to start.
Speaking of normalcy, Tiger Woods was reported as saying that he told the deputies he had no remembrance of driving the vehicle at all, let alone how it wound up. That's not uncommon in an accident like that where you have multiple rolling over and whatnot, because your brain, every time you do that, your brain is snapping and doing things it's not supposed to do.
Yeah, it's very sad. I mean, he's very fortunate that he didn't pass away in that accident. The unfortunate part is his professional golf career, I believe, is done now. But he'll still be a good ambassador for the sport. He helped out this generation with the sport to make millions of dollars, and that's where his legacy will be. And no, you're right. You being a fire captain and being on scenes of a lot of things, your mind will play tricks on you when you go through a traumatic situation like that.
Well, we also have a situation where some forensic experts are coming out and saying that there is a possibility he may have fallen asleep at the wheel. That came out yesterday.
Yeah, it was early in the morning, though, but, you know, anything can happen. You know, our bodies can play tricks on us, too. You know, he's going back and forth between, you know, Eastern time zones and Western time zones and everything of that nature. So,
go ahead. We have a caller on the line. He's called a couple times. I say he. I don't know if it's he or she. Let's see. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name and what's on your mind? And I hope it's sports.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I hope you're going to talk about sports. That's what we're talking about.
Not really, man. I've been kind of internalizing what this guy said about Congress and them not having time for the will of God. All right.
That was Jerry Nadler that said that.
Jerry Nadler. Okay, Jerry Nadler. My thing is, prove him wrong.
Okay, well, thank you, but I got to let you go because we are doing a sports segment right now. Okay, that was in regard to something that was said earlier. Jerry Nadler came out and said that Congress was not listening to the will of God.
Okay.
Way to go, Jerry. Nice way to make friends and neighbors.
Yeah. Everybody.
Okay, March Madness coming up.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it, man. That's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of teams still, you know, trying to get in there, having the tournaments this week. Speaking of that, Captain, we'll have Gator basketball on this fine, you know, station, okay, on Sunday, which preempts me from doing the Sports Zone from 11 to 12 this Sunday. But guess what? We're going to do a special show from 1 to 3, and you're going to be calling in from where, Captain?
Birds. Barracuda.
There you go, baby.
Yep. Be down there for the Harley-Davidson unveiling of the motorcycle that was used in the military, dedicated to all the branches of the military. Great deal that Bird is doing there, and I'm looking forward to being there for that. It's going to be a very well-attended event. It's going to have a lot of veterans there.
Now that'll be great. You'll be able to catch us tomorrow from 1 to 2 during the Sports Zone, and then you can stream it on Sundays also on a good old computer. So looking forward to that, Captain. Looking forward to the new unveiling with Harley Davidson. And just want to thank you for letting me be on the air with you and talking sports. And God bless everybody. Please be safe this weekend. Do a random act of kindness for your fellow man and be thankful for the blessings that you have.
All righty. Thank you very much, my friend. All right. That's Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And this is what, let's see here. This is what Patrick Hyland does. It's the captain here. I want you to check out X39 Rapid Pain Relief Stem Cell Patches that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better sleep, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552. Backgammon Bob, and I almost called you Barefoot Bob, like Barefoot Bob McCready, the old dirt driver.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I got a sports question for you.
Go ahead.
Are they going to do anything about this fact that they're letting the men play with women if they call themselves a woman? And the other thing was, have you all seen that Paige Bunkers, that girl that plays basketball for, I believe, the college? She's really good. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen her or not. But
yeah.
Anyway, that's my question.
All right. Well, I can answer it real quick. Mississippi just passed legislation. The governor is going to sign it. They will not allow anyone that's not, and I'm talking about girls' sports will be girls, period. Boys' sports will be boys, period. It's a law that the governor is signing today, and that's Mississippi's answer to it right there. Because of all the unfair competition that they feel, and that's not me saying that, that they feel is happening with the girls, and it's being done in particular for the girls' sports in the state of Mississippi. Now, might there be a lawsuit over that? Sure. Could there be a lawsuit over that? Sure. But then again, why don't they form? And I said this a while ago. I said this a while ago about the sports. Why don't they form a transgender league? Anybody that's transgender, you got to be transgender to be in there. Why don't you do that and let them all compete against each other? Let the girls compete with the girls, the boys with the boys, and the transgenders compete in their own league. And then if they have playoffs, they can do it that way. They can have the boys that are there compete against the girls that are there, compete against the transgenders that are there. Maybe that would be fair, and they would all be represented. I mean, I thought about that the other day, and I was talking about that with a couple of my sports folks, and they said, well, that might be the way to do it, so we'll see. But in the meantime, here comes the music. That means I got to go for the week anyway. Don't forget to catch me tomorrow at Burt's Harley. Find out more online at Burt's, B-E-R-T-S, burtsbarracuda.com. I'll be there from 10 to 3. It's going to be a great event, the unveiling of the Harley-Davidson Motorcycle Memorial dedicated to all those who served America in World Wars I, II, Korea, Vietnam, and even Desert Storm when they used motorcycles. All right. I'll be right back tonight. See ya.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.